Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is April 1st. The time is 2:31. We're scheduled to go to 4. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum, and both Congressman Tillman and Congresswoman Pratt have noticed me that they're not available for this meeting today. Both of them have events with their, or need to be with their children this afternoon. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Good Fox, would you please lead us in a word of prayer?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today and we ask that you look down upon the SH people, those that are in mourning, those that have illness, our elders, our children, and ask a special prayer for my brothers, Harrison, Anthony, and Mike Shackelford, and that you be with them during this time, and just ask that you help guide us. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 28th.
Second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The minutes are approved for March 28th. While we look through those, I have been requested to do something that I have missed, so I'm going to keep that down. Next item on our agenda today is consideration of appointee Lorraine Wilcox. Lorraine is currently serving on our Gaming Commission, and Chief Standing Bear has given her a reappointment for a term of 3 years to the Gaming Commission. You have her information in front of you. This committee's duty is to review her credentials and find that she is qualified by, help me out with the words, that she is candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to her service. So is there any discussion or questions about her paperwork that you see sitting in front of you?
I don't have any questions. I try to attend the commission meetings as much as possible, and she's always present, always has good questions, very active in her role as a board member. I'm pleased to see her reappointment and happy to confirm her.
I feel the same way. I've seen her in her role, and she is a very good Gaming Commission board member, present, attentive, understand what her duties and obligations are in that role. Any more discussion to her appointment?
I'll make a motion that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. I move to report to Congress the recommendation for Lorraine Wilcox to the Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. The candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. We will report that we have considered this confirmation to Congress tomorrow during session. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act. I'm the sponsor. I'm not real sure who my vice chair is. Do you have Congressman Tillman? Congresswoman Goodfox, would you please be our vice chair today?
Yes. Consideration of ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. You have the floor.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. I was contacted by Frank Freeman. He is a board member on the Osage LLC board. He acts as their treasurer, so he deals with their financials, their accounting people, and their audit people. It is the time of year that our, actually it's probably past the time of year, that all of our companies and entities should have their audit and submit it to the Osage Nation. They are combined in our greater Osage Nation audit. So they had the auditors there, and the auditors were doing their work. They had a copy of the resolution from the CISO session where we designated Tallgrass as a subsidiary company of Osage LLC. That was passed unanimously, and the chief executed that or enacted it on September 24th of 2018. None of us had the presence of mind when we were taking the move to move them as a subsidiary company that just left 4 days in a fiscal year, which is causing a problem with their audit. Their audit would have to close, and then they would have, as a main company, on the September 24th, and then they would have that 6 remaining days that they'd have to be audited as a subsidiary company, which was going to change all of the, they would have to change all their financials that they have produced to date, and it was going to end up being $6,000 more on their audit. So he reached out and gave a call to me, and I've talked with Trey if we could, they hadn't done any business in those 4 days, so if we could just designate that the day we made that move would be October 1, so their audit would fall clean and then they would start fresh with the new fiscal year. It's a little bit unprecedented, but I feel very confident that it's a very doable thing. Trey agreed with me. I talked to Chief Standing Bearer the day before I filed it. He's in agreement that it makes sense to go ahead and designate the date of the switch to be October 1 also. I'm open for questions. I don't know if I've missed anything here explaining what this resolution does.
No one has any questions. The chair will entertain a motion to pass it out. Congresswoman Lemon.
I move to report ONCR 1903 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Stabler. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Give the chair back to Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Next item, we have two more agenda items, legislation, a consideration of ONCA 1809 and consideration of ONCA 1920. The first sponsor is Congressman Tillman and the next sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Both of those members had good reasons to not be here today. So they haven't introduced their legislation to the committee. As committee chair, I like for the, at least upon the introduction of it, the sponsor to be here, and then we can continue to work on it with or without a sponsor, in my view. But since they aren't here to represent it, I am going to place this most likely on our next agenda to be visited. I think we might have one more piece of legislation or two in this, excuse me, in our committee. So I guess we're at adjournment now.
Second.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, committee.